AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Blizzard and whiteout conditions this morning as another foot or so of snow falls on parts of New England. Travis Hennig with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency says the high winds are the most severe feature of this storm.
It's going to cause some really difficult visibility with some blowing snow, with some drifts. And so that, and then also at the tail end of the storm, the weather is going to get really cold.
Way to the south, another storm expected to bring sleet, freezing rain, and snow from southern Kansas and Missouri through Kentucky and Tennessee into the deep south starting this evening through tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
There will be some potential for accumulating snowfall, not only across portions of the south, but also farther to the north and east, up across the central and southern Appalachians, and gradually getting into the mid-Atlantic region.
Forecasts call for up to a foot of snow through the day tomorrow, parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. Danish police have shot and killed a man suspected in shootings at a free speech event and at a Copenhagen synagogue, killing two men, wounding five police officers. Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt calls the shootings terror attacks, and as she visited the synagogue, she tells reporters,
"Our thoughts go to the whole of the Jewish community today. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community, and we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country."
In the first shooting yesterday afternoon, the gunman used an automatic weapon to shoot through the windows of a cultural center during a panel discussion featuring Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who had characterized the Prophet Muhammad. Vilks, who was unharmed, a 55-year-old man, however, was killed. Three police officers were wounded. Early this morning, a Jewish man was killed and two police officers were wounded outside the synagogue. This is AP Radio News. Some high school students face tough penalties if they're caught with e-cigarettes. Ross Simpson has more.
Schools are clamping down because e-cigarettes, sometimes known as vaporizers, can also be used for illegal substances like marijuana. If a student gets caught vaping in the bathroom in most schools, they could face a long suspension and required drug tests. However, in North Carolina, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Washington State, they could have possession of drug paraphernalia marked on their school records. I'm Ross Simpson.
A bit of a scare for the Mississippi State men's basketball team. Coach Rick Ray posting a tweet that their plane had to make an emergency landing in St. Louis after an engine failed yesterday. The mishap occurred after the Bulldogs defeated the Missouri Tigers 77-74 in a game that was held in Columbia, Missouri. The team will bus back to Starkville, Mississippi today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.